This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
9:44, quarter till 10, Friday morning. I love things that are real New Orleans, that are organic. Been here all my life. Tom Fitzmaurice was one of those people that was real and didn't fake the funk. You can find his obituary, a nice thing written by his son, a nice piece written by his son, Jude, who was, as were all of Tom's kids and grandkids, the love of his life at No Menu, as Tom would say. No E, nomenu.com. His wake's going to be next Friday night. And then a funeral on Saturday, next Saturday, talking about the 21st and 22nd at the Jesuit Chapel. And we're going to miss him. Another thing that I think is organic that just happened, it's not a hype or anything else, is the story of Scrim. And I think Tom would have loved the story of Scrim, the runaway dog, who has been reunited with his owner, Michelle Sheremy, who joins us now. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm okay. How's Scrim?
He is. I've had an amazing 3 days with him. It's hard to kind of wrap my head around it, but he's doing great.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think Scrim has captured the imagination of the city as he has?
Well, first of all, we're New Orleans, right? And we love an underdog, and we love someone who can stand up against, you know, all the things you put in front of him and come out the other side even better. And I think Scrim is that. You know, he's us. He's one of us. So he's we all see ourselves in him a little bit. Some of us are running from something. Some of us are running to something, just like him.
Have you been contacted by people who either want to do, I know we're going to talk about parades in a minute, but by people who either want to turn his story into a movie, an animated thing, or maybe a kid's book or anything like that? Or are you considering that?
No one has contacted me about a movie or anything like that. I did have somebody yesterday reach out and said that on their own they had written a book about Scrim and they wanted my permission and my blessing for it. So I haven't got a chance to go through it yet, but I think it's wonderful. I mean, Scrim's story is amazing. And I think it should be told and used as a lesson for other rescues out there or for, you know, anybody who can identify with his journey over the last 9.5 months. I think it's a wonderful idea.
We're talking to Michelle Sheremy, Zeus Rescue's owner of Scrim, Scrim's mom, if you will. And say that part again, Michelle, if you would, about because it's New Orleans and we've all been through things. I love the way you said that.
I'm going to try to say it again the same way. I mean, he is New Orleans. You know, we're underdogs most of the time. He's a little underdog, and he's easy to get behind. You know, everybody's rooting for him either way. And when I say rooting for him, some people were rooting for him to come home. Some people were rooting for him to still be on the street. So, you know, he embodies what we are, New Orleans. You put something horrible up in front of us, and we just, you know, do what we have to do to get out the other side. So it's a beautiful thing.
A little bit rough, a little beat up around the edges, but lovable none the same, right? And beautiful in his own way.
Oh, I love that. I love that, yes. we find beauty in that. It's amazing.
Tell me about it, because we had invited you to bring him into the studio, and because I wanted to meet him, and you said you didn't feel comfortable enough doing that at this point. And I know you've also been invited to be in some parades. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so first of all, the crew de Vue invited me months ago to be a part of it because they were doing a Scrim-themed parade, sort of. It's a crew de Vue revolt. So, you know, I think you could definitely qualify what Scrim's been doing as revolting from whatever it is. And so I actually been going to their den for the last couple of months, helping them build some of the Scrim statues that are going to be a part of it. And they just sort of embrace me, and that's lovely. So if you come out tomorrow night to the crew de Vue, which you should, I think you're going to be really amused at crew de Vue's take and slant on Scrim. You know, there's some pro Scrim, team Scrim floats. There are some free Scrim floats, and I think it's all just beautiful and wonderful. They're amazing people.
But Scrim will not be there, right?
No, no. Scrim's currently on my sofa right now.
Good for him.
Enjoying life inside. Let's see. Then next up, we have Barkus, which we are huge fans of, and they made him Grand Marshal of Barkus, which is just amazing. You know, we always go out with our other rescues to try to get them adopted, but this year is something special. I created a, while I was waiting for sightings over the last couple of months, I created my own Scrim statue using one of the pictures of him. And so it's going to be pushed down the route. You know, the theme is Vanity Fur. Barkus takes the runway. So it's going to be on an elevated runway, this big Scrim statue. And we have Scrim theme throws to give away. And we have a whole bunch of other surprises. So we are honored to be a part of Barkus. But once again, the real Scrim will not be in attendance.
Tell me what you've been doing with him since he's been home. Keeping a close eye on him?
Oh, that's an understatement. I forgot one more thing. The Crew of Muses, everybody loves the Crew of Muses. Oh, yeah. They have a very special Scrim flow where he is very large and well depicted, and you know it's just amazing. I got to see it at a float preview a couple of weeks ago, and this is before I got him, and you know I had full body goosebumps. It nearly brought me to tears. Just it's an amazing float. So if you're at Muses, be sure to see the big Scrim ears coming down the route.
Let me ask you this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a dog guy, okay? And I grew up with dogs, and I lost my Betsy the Boxer not too long ago, and I'm getting that's okay. I'm getting ready to adopt Teddy soon.
Okay.
What have you been talking to Scrim about? Because I know you had conversations with him. I know you did. You're laughing because that's the giggle of truth right there is what you're hearing. So what have you been...
Know,
I'm right, aren't I?
You are. You know, he's been sleeping in bed with me and my other dog, and, you know, he curls up next to me or he'll get inside. I have a big old lab, and he'll, you know, like, curl up in his belly and kind of spoon him, for lack of a better term. And I'll just look at him, and then, you know, first thing I told them was, and I can't say it all the way on radio, but I'm like, what the F?
Yeah.
What is going, why? Why did you do this? And there was a whole bunch of
Were those the first words really you asked him? WTF?
Yes, I did.
Scram, yeah. Buddy, what the blank? Okay, go ahead.
And then just rubbing him and saying, why do you run from this? You know, just trying to figure it out, because he's completely relaxed. I'm rubbing his belly. You know, he's laying in bed. He's eating food. Like, why would you run from this? Of course, dogs don't talk, but right. It makes me feel better to see.
No, but I know you talk to him. That's what I wanted to ask you. And I would also bet you that you asked him how he enjoyed the snow.
No, I didn't ask
you
him that. Well, we don't talk about that.
Okay, because
I talk to him all the time, walking around the house. I'm like, hey, Scrim, what's up? Look at you sitting on a couch. Isn't that great?
At any point, did you ask him where he was or what he'd been doing? Tell the truth.
I did ask him that. I was like, all right, what house was it? What, you know, we spent months looking for you. What house was it? You know, just I needed to work through these things in my own head and knowing that he won't answer, but still it feels better to ask those questions.
No, I don't think it's silly at all. I know how dog people are. I know and cat and pet people, I know how we are. We talk to them, and that's what those are the questions I would have had. I think, like you, Michelle, the first thing would have been, what the blank? Why? Why would you do this? And then, so where were you? What were you doing all this time? Well, how were you spending your time? Were people nice to you? Was anybody mean to you? Did you ask him that?
No, I didn't ask him things like that. I know for the good part, people were nice to him. But you know, there are so many feeding stations that I heard about around Mid-City. Mid-City people are just the best. Oh my goodness. They just, you know, they adopted him. And even during the snowstorms, I, would hear people like, hey, I put warm water out so it didn't freeze. And that's just amazing that these people who've never met him will sit there and take care of a dog and go out of their own comfort level to take care of this dog.
That wasn't the Scrim alarm going off just now, was it?
No.
Okay. So when you take him out.
I can finally stop jumping at every single text, which is amazing.
When it comes time for him to do his business, so forth, you take him out on a leash or you like have Secret Service security around him? How does that work?
So actually, he's wearing a new fee GPS collar, which has better battery life. He also has an AirTag on him now at all times, no matter what, checking the battery levels. But when we take him outside, because it is important that he goes outside, because, you know, we know he loves to run.
Yeah.
We have a harness on him and a slip lead. You know, he's double leashed every time we go out. And he goes out and does his business. And then, oddly enough, he pulls back to get inside the door.
Hmm.
So I'm like, okay, cool. You had your outside time. Now let's go back on the sofa.
I wouldn't trust that. He's setting you up, Michelle. Tell me real quick about Zeus Rescues.
So we're a nonprofit. We're on Napoleon and Ferret, and our main goal is to help stop homeless pets in the New Orleans area through spay-neuter programs. And I got to give a huge shout-out to Trap That Cat, who does relentless, tireless work to stop the pet overpopulation. And that's how we got Scrim. He went into one of their traps on his own free will. So spay-neutering is the key to stopping this. And we do it through spay-neutering, trap-neuter release. So then we also go to the local shelters like Jefferson Parish Animal Welfare Society. And unfortunately, sometimes they have to euthanize for space. So what we do is we go in and take these animals into our rescue program so that they can make room for the animals that are coming in.
God bless you. God bless Scrim. I'm glad he's back home. And if you get after you feel comfortable enough, I'd love for you to bring him in studio. I'd love to meet him.
Absolutely. Give him a couple more weeks to decompress, and then we'll definitely come in and meet you.
Thank you, Michelle. God bless y'all.
Thanks,
glad Scrim's back. It's amazing how he has captured the imagination of the city and the area, and I think Michelle summed it up, man, because it's New Orleans. We all go through one thing, come out the other end, but we survive it all, and like I said, we're a little scruffed up, but lovable underneath. Taking a break, coming back, finding out what Newell Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.